That's why I enjoy going back up to now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did American-born Chinese think of Chinese schools?
American, they don't think much of it, which I think every American-born should go to Chinese school to learn their own language.
But they really didn't think much of it, huh?
No, not till now they don't think much, unless you're forced
to go. I'm talking about back in those days.
Oh, in those days we were forced to go to Chinese
school.
Right,
but what did you think about going to Chinese school?
Nothing at all, because I thought that was just a thing we should do, that's all.
Did you enjoy going to Chinese school?
I enjoyed it. Up to the third grade, we call that anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know how to write and read, but I don't know much about it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until I had to deal with the people down the restaurant, and that's how I picked up my Chinese in writing again.
Did American-born Chinese think about going back to China at all? Back in the earlier days, not now.
No.
No? No thoughts of going
no
to China?
No thoughts of going back, no.
Okay.
Everyone of those days, living down in Chinatown, don't have that kind of money to go back to China. And they thought that they were all born here, they'd rather stay here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in the American movies?
Well, at that time they didn't care so much what they did. It was more money-wise than anything else. But now they care more. They disgrace the Chinese people, you know. But at those times it really didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Having a queue didn't matter, but then if I were to do it now, I would object, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like in one movie, what was it, All in the Family, called us Chink in one episode. I quit watching it because I think that's just not the right thing to say.
But so know? Do you feel that back in those days, the portrayal of Chinese was not always...
You downgrade the Chinese people too much.
Downgrade the Chinese. But yet, did anybody protest at that time?
No, nobody knew what the protest means. I think protests started later in years, don't you think?
Yeah. But you think people just went along with it because it was a job for
it
the actors
a job.
And actresses?
They just went along for the job.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say that they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No.
No?
Why are we embarrassed? Because we are Chinese. We're proud of our nation. I may say I'm American-born Chinese, but I'm proud of my heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of my parents,
mm-hmm.
who came over. He came of this country, and
mm-hmm.
and he made himself very educated. I mean, even though he don't speak perfect English, but he speaks good Chinese,
mm-hmm.
very educated in Chinese. So I'm proud of him that way. My mother didn't speak a word of English. But she got around.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud of her that way,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal? This is back before World War II. You know, what kinds of jobs would the Chinese have wanted to take if they had had all the opportunities that they wanted?
Of course, that time there's no educational. I don't know. At those times, it's just like working in restaurants. Mostly in restaurants, I believe.
When you and your husband opened the restaurant, were you doing what you would have wanted to do? Or do
my
you think you and your husband
work.
Were restricted?
No, my husband likes restaurant business,
uh-huh.
you know, because it's really a good business.
Uh-huh.
He's educated, but he likes restaurant business because his father was in restaurant business.
So you don't feel that you were restricted in what you could do due
no,
to the
no.
American
mm-hmm.
society?
Mm-hmm. Because of course he always say that he would like to have gone back to school and instead of because restaurant work is very hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work. Long hours.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for their children?
Education.
Any job that...
Now, during my husband's time, but not my father-in-law's time, my husband's time is giving the children education.
But then after the education, what kinds of jobs?
Engineer. Not education at that time, engineer. That's what my husband, what my the son would do, you know.
How about the girls? What kinds of...
Girls?
How about the girls? What kinds of jobs would Chinese consider to be ideal for their
In those days when my father?
Girls, yeah.
Well, usually the girls, he don't think much of the girls going to work. Usually he like to get the girls married off.
No, I mean, with your children and people in your generation.
In my generation?
Right. What kinds of jobs would be ideal for your children?
Education.
But you said engineers for the boys.
Boys, yes.
Or what for the girls?
Well, for my daughter at that time, well, they have to, you have to leave up to children what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It's really up to give them education, let them go to what they could do.
Mm-hmm. See? What did your parents want you to do? Did they have any ideas on what they wanted you to do?
My parents? Well, to tell you the truth, I'm too young at that time. I just, any job, working at the stock girl, and that's all the kind of job you could get, you know.
When they passed away, actually, before you...
Well, the time when I worked to support my mother, I was an actress, which, okay, I can't say not much of an actress, but I was an actress. In fact, I signed a contract to play as a leading lady, mm-hmm. and finally they canceled me off because I was too young, and someone else got the part.
Mm-hmm. So you think that your mother and father were only concerned that you could find work?
Yeah, find work.
And they really didn't care what kind of work mm-hmm. you did.
Well,
or...
I mean, not any
not,
kind of
no,
work.
No, not any kind of work.
Yeah, that's the point there. Not any kind of work. Work,
right.
But
right. Any kind of
honest
work.
Honest work. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This to the end of Betty Wong Lim oral interview.